Hey everyone, it's Lexi, and I know it's kind of weird for me to start with that, or at least it feels like weird. It feels like it's weird for me to start with, hey, it's Lexi, because y'all know who this is. But I'm just going to start with that, because I have no other way how to start this. Anyway, do y'all know what day it is? Because I do. It's Valentine's Day. Well, it's not actually Valentine's Day for me. It's February 11th, but even 3 days before Valentine's Day, I am at like 3 times the hype that any of y'all are at for the actual day. So, you know, it kind of balances out. Not really. That doesn't make sense. Anyway, Audio Haven Appreciation Audio. That's also kind of an audio candy appreciation audio, because I didn't want to do 2 separate audios, and then it was going to be weird. Like, what was I going to do for the people that are both Audio Haven and Audio Candy? I have not prepared for this audio in any way, shape, or form. So this is going to be a ride, but it's okay, because I highly doubt really any of you are going to listen to the entirety of this thing, except for the Audio Haven mods that have to. So I'm sorry. Anyway, appreciation. Gonna talk about all the people I appreciate and love and have been so thankful for this year. And y'all know me. This is gonna be a doozy. Because this is basically random compliment time, but verbal. And in a post that y'all are now obligated to listen to. Who am I gonna start with? I'm gonna start with Ami, because that child has, well, one, she's my favorite. All y'all know that she's my favorite. But also, she has been kind enough to let me use her room and her microphone to record, because none of my family will leave my house because they are also busy recording for Valentine's Day. She's just looking at me so angrily right now. Hi. Hi. There she is. There's the princess. Isn't she adorable? She is. She's just the cutest thing. Oh my god. I love Ami so much. And she's just making so many faces, but you know what? They're really cute faces, because she is my best friend. I love her so much, and she is just adorable, and she's charming, and she's pretty. Like, half of you have seen her face, you know that she is the prettiest goddamn thing that has ever walked this planet. Like, oh my god. And she's talented, and he's smart, and she's all the good things in the world. Like, I say that all y'all are all the good things in the world because, you know what, all of you are good and wonderful and deserve love and all the great things in the world, but she especially is just, like, everything perfect and good and sweet, and I absolutely adore her. And I'm not just saying that because otherwise this audio would not get recorded. I'm also saying that because she puts up with my shit, like, all the time. That girl sees me 3 days a week and on Discord and on Skype, and she just gets tired of me, probably. But you know what? She doesn't say it because she's too nice. Also, she lets me play with her dogs. Like, I like playing with her dogs, even though they keep fucking scratching me and climbing on my laptop. And that has been one curse word already in this audio. I really hope I don't say any more, because if so, I'm gonna have to tag it on AC. Whoops. What else do I have to say about Ami other than she's generally perfect and adorable when she's making faces at me and wanting me to stop complimenting her? You can't see her, but she's flipping me off right now, as she does. She does it out of love. Because she loves me, and I love her. I love you. Anyway, who's next? What other people do I absolutely love and adore? Because you know what? Starting with wonderful, beautiful best friend girls that deserve everything good in the entire world. Have I talked about Vamps lately? Have I told you lately how much I love you? Because you know what? I do. Now you have to hear it verbally. It's like random compliment time. I'm going to say a lot because this is basically random compliment time. That's probably what I'm going to title this. I love you. You're a good friend to me through everything that we've been through. Everything we've been to is not a phrase that is actually said. Whatever. It's okay, because you know what? You probably think this is funny. You, for some reason, think I'm cute, and you know what? That's great, because you know what? I'm not going to say I think you're cute, because you always get mad at me when I think you're cute, but I think you are all the good and wonderful adjectives in the world, and if cute is one of them, then please don't kill me. And you just have the nicest voice, and you're a really good modest. Like, what? You're just great, and you're so patient, and you're so smart at dealing with things. And one day I'm going to meet you, and I'm not going to stop hugging you. Like, me and Ami both aren't going to stop hugging you, but I'm just, like, literally never going to let go of you. We're going to have to walk to wherever we're going holding hands, because I just love you so much. Vamps is like the greatest person in the entire world. I don't know who I'm addressing, actually. I don't know whether to directly address you or to like third person address a different audience. I really have no idea. Whatever. Vamps is a precious human being. That's the general message of this segment of this. You know, I love Vamps so much. That's my phone vibrating because I hate myself. What? No. What? I turned everything on silent but my phone. Why the fuck did I do that? Anyway, who's next? I did Ami. I did Vamps. You know who else I love? And is going to have to listen to this, so I might as well let him get the torture through with now. I love Loon a lot. Like, do y'all know how cute Loon is? What was that? Anyway, that was on me. Whatever. Do y'all know how cute Loon is? Because Loon is adorable. And Loon doesn't think he's adorable, but he is. And he's also a tsundere. Like, he doesn't really admit it, but he totally is. And you know what? He's a really good mod, too. Because he does admit it, but he loves, like, each and every single one of us. And he's really good at being a mod. He tries to take care of us and be good. And a dog got thrown. Never mind me. And he's funny and he's smart. And he is probably going to be the AC/AH lawyer, you know, after he buys us an island. No, Loon, I have not forgotten that you promised to buy us an island where we can all live. Although I am trying to forget the fact that you said I should be the one that gets eaten on the island. Or was that Isso? Basically, someone said that we should get an island and that I should be eaten. And I haven't forgotten that. I don't appreciate it. I'd much rather we eat Ami. I'm just saying that so she can make that face at me. We'll eat somebody else or we'll not. Ow! Rude. I was on a track, and then I lost the track. I love you too, but I was on a track, and now her dog is staring judgingly at me. But then again, her dog does that all the time. Anyway, Loon, smart, cute, and absolutely wonderfully adored, because he's amazing. Even though he doesn't believe it all the time, he totally is, and he should let me compliment him more often, that's not a phrase, more often, because it's true. Who else do I love? Have I mentioned I love Mel? Because I don't get to talk to Mel enough. But Mel is gorgeous. Have y'all seen Mel? Mel is absolutely beautiful. Mel has the prettiest hair and the prettiest face and the prettiest smile. And she's just a really pretty person. And you know what's even prettier? Mel playing the piano, okay? Mel is so pretty and Mel plays piano so beautifully. And I think I remember you sang Somewhere Only We Know this one time, and me and Loon were like losing our minds because it was absolutely gorgeous. And I love Mel so much. And Mel is just such a great fellow mod and a great everything and so pretty. And I got to meet Mel one time, guys. And I am so lucky because she is absolutely adorable. And I get to hug. And Mel is cute. And I love Mel. And one day, Mel, I'm going to meet you. And I'm going to meet your fiance. And I'm going to go to your wedding. And I'm going to bake your wedding cake. Why? Because I love you. What was that? I'm back. That was a puppy at a door. Because goddamn, these dogs are needy. But they're so cute. I love them. Even though they have a tendency to stare at me judgingly. Like they know everything I've done wrong. I mean, I do a lot of wrong things, but they give me a look like they know everything I've done wrong. I see you, Ritsu. I see you. Yes, Mel. I'm gonna see you again one day, and you're gonna be such a pretty bride. Like you don't even know. Ritsu, please. You're gonna be such a pretty bride. And you look so great in your wedding dress. You're going to look so great in your wedding dress. And I am so excited for pictures of your wedding because I love you so much and you're so pretty. Anyway, where was I? I don't know. Like I said, I didn't prepare for this in any way. Yeah, did not prepare, but it's okay. I'm back and I'm here to talk about, I'm really this close to just, I'm just opening up Discord. Closing my eyes and then pointing at someone. You know who I'm gonna go with? I'm gonna go with Sleepy next, because Sleepy's name is always at the top of the list, because alphabetics. Alphabetics? Alphabetics is not a word. Not one that I've ever heard. Anyway, Sleepy. Sleepy is so cute. I love Sleepy so much. And Sleepy loves cats, and she loves everyone, and she loves theater, and she loves singing, and I haven't gotten to hear you here. I haven't gotten to hear you sing in a long time, Sleepy, and I miss it, because Sleepy is a lovely singer, guys. I want to just, like, hear Sleepy sing the entire Hamilton album, because Sleepy's amazing, and Sleepy has this cute, precious, amazing voice, and am I allowed to be like, hey, everyone, go subscribe to Sleepy on YouTube because her ASMR channel is amazing? Am I allowed to do that? I don't know, but I'm going to right now because it's not self-promoting. It's promoting other people. Does that count? Anyway, Sleepy's YouTube channel is amazing. It always makes me happy when I see her posts because she does really great ASMR and she's super cute. I just love Sleepy so much, and she's a good mom, and she's a good everything, and Sleepy's precious, guys. I love Sleepy. Sleepy's adorable, and I just want to give Sleepy, like, all the good things and make her some vegan sweets. Like, I want to practice vegan sweets and make her my guinea pig just so I can, like, see her smile and feed her, because feeding people makes them happy and sweets makes them happy, and I want to make Sleepy happy because Sleepy is a precious human being. Anyway, who else is there? Who else can I go with? Let's go with Auditory, because Auditory is also in the A's, and I'm just going to end up doing this alphabetically like I do Random Compliment Time, aren't I? Because Random Compliment Time, I don't know if y'all know this, I just start with the A's and I make my way down the people online. And sometimes, if I'm afraid that last time I didn't make it all the way down, I start with the Z's and I go all the way back up, and I fear that's how this is going to be. Anyway, Auditory, have I mentioned I love you? You're just great. Like, I don't think I got to know you, like, when I first started AC. But I've started to get to know you now, like, around AH. And I love meeting you around AH. And you're funny. And you're sweet. And you, for some reason, adore me. I don't know why. But you know what? I'm not going to complain. Because I adore you, too. Even if you call me an adorable little sausage. I don't know why you do that. I don't know why you call the adorable people adorable little sausage. But it's okay. Because you call me an adorable little sausage. And when you say it, it feels like a term of endearment. And I just love you so much. And you're so nice. And sometimes you say things like, you thought of me today. And that's the nicest thing I could ever hear. And it always makes me happy when you say things like that. And you in general just make me happy. You're a wonderful person. You know who else is a wonderful person? Cap. Cap is a great person. Like, I could elaborate on that, but it's not really necessary. Because you know why? You just say he's a great person, and then everyone agrees and everyone knows because Cap is great. I've gotten to meet Cap like two times now? Is it two? Something like that. And it's great. I love getting to meet Cap because Cap is funny. Cap is really fun, even though Cap did an asshole move that one time. Oh my god. Okay, for the people that haven't heard this story, it's one of my favorite stories to tell about Cap, even though it involves me losing. We were at the West Coast, Best Coast meetup. West Coast, Best Coast, what up? Anyway, that was lame. Why did I do that? And we were at Curry House, and I had just gotten my paycheck/allowance. I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat all these wonderful people that I love and adore so much. And I just wanted to treat them to the Curry House. And this is not the first time I had done this. At the first meetup I ever went to, that was Kat, Mel, Nisso, and was Mikey there? Mikey was not there. No, you weren't at that meetup. No, I'm talking about the first one. That wasn't you. You were at the second one, the West Coast, Best Coast meetup. They're two entirely different meetups. We didn't know. This was, like, 2 months before we met you, Ami. Can y'all hear her fake butt crying? Now you can. Anyway. So the first meetup that I met Cap and Mel, I paid for dinner. Lunch. Was it lunch? Lunch. I paid for lunch because I wanted to. And I kind of just grabbed the check and whatever. And I plan to do that again. But I was not allowed to do that again. You know why? Because Cap had gone to the bathroom some point during the meal, but he didn't actually go to the bathroom. He went to the front desk and put his card over there so that when it came to the end of the meal and I tried to pay, he told the waiter, no, actually, my card is already there, so you can just handle that. And I was so angry. In hindsight, it was a really nice move, but I'm still angry. You can't see my angry face now, but I'm angry. Anyway, whatever. I love Cap so much. Cap's so stubborn. Cap doesn't let me be stubborn. Rude. I love you, Cap. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm apologizing for, but I'm sorry, and I love you. Anyway, who else do I love? Who else do I love? I love Honey. Honey is great. And the great thing about Honey, well, there's many great things about Honey. One of the great things about Honey is that I see her online. I see her online, and I look at her name, and I think, it's Honey! And then I remember actual Honey, like Bee Honey, and then I'm doubly happy because I love Honey. And I love cornflowers. And just all these elements of Honey's name and Honey all remind me of really good positive things, like Honey and Cornflower and the person Honey and her bunnies and her love of Alex Kashenyuk. And who, I'm going to learn how to spell his last name just for you, sweetheart, because I love you that much. And I was just, Honey was one of the first people I met on AC. I came in and there was a few people, but it was Mel and it was Honey and it was Didi and it was Kylo. And a couple other people who I probably should remember, but I don't. Whoops. But for the sake of this story, there was Honey. And she was like, welcome, new person. Pick a number. I'm going to pick a gift for you. From her expansive gift folder, that is the thing of legends, and is so easily associated with Honey in the most wonderful, amazing way. And I got this gift, and it was so much fun. And she was one of the first people to talk to me when I joined, and it was so nice. And Honey is so nice, and I felt so welcomed and loved. So every time she's around, I feel welcomed and loved. Also, Honey, you are a beautiful singer. Did y'all know that? Have y'all heard her singing posts on AC? Because they are lovely. Anyway, speaking of the people that I first met when I was on AC, well, I talked about Didi and Kylo. And why did I say them together? Because there are so many good things about the both of them separately that I can't actually talk about them together. But Kylo, have I mentioned how amazing you are? Like, when I first joined AC, you and I just kicked a trash can. I'm so sorry. Did y'all hear that? You probably did. Or if you didn't hear it, I just pointed it out. So either way, it's kind of disruptive. Whatever. Anyway. When I first joined AC, you and Didi were so welcoming and so fun and welcoming in this way that you two were crazy fangirls, and crazy, I mean, in the most affectionate way possible. And I think you got started talking about One Direction, and then we started talking about 5 Seconds of Summer, which was not my favorite band at the time. One of my favorite bands at the time was One Direction, but I had seen 5 Seconds of Summer, and I knew them, and I knew their songs were catchy, and then we just started talking, and it was so much fun. And I've always been really comfortable, like, in fangirl-type environments, and I just was happy I got to fangirl with these new people and find a common ground, and that was so paramount to me feeling comfortable in that space when I first joined. And it's all thanks to you two, and it was so nice. Also, Kylie was just hilarious, and I love... I'm sorry, nose. Anyway, I love Kylo so much. And Kylo is a great singer and ukulele player. Have y'all heard her play the ukulele? That she has affectionately named Lawrence because Kylo is wonderful, beautiful Hamilton trash. Because y'all should. She has a beautiful ukulele and a beautiful face. Beautiful everything. Kylo in general is a beautiful, wonderful creature who I love and adore so much. And I don't talk to a lot, but we always have very common interests. And it's so much fun talking to her. And it's just, it's great. I love Kylo, and I love everything she does. I love Didi, who I have not talked to in a while, but I miss Didi so much, guys. We should talk more often. Didi, you should come on more often, because I miss you, and your adorable face, and your singing, and your little sister interrupting your singing. And your little sister sang with you that one time. That was super cute. I think y'all sang, do you want to build a snowman? And it was the most precious thing in the entire fucking world. And shit, though, there's two. Oh, God, all the curse words. Oh, God. Darn it. Whatever. I already screwed things up. Anyway. And Daddy, you're just so sweet, and you're so much fun, and I love Daddy and Kylo so much. Like, it's just great, like, being with y'all on those first couple months I joined AC, and being part of Loon's harem. I don't even know how that started, but I think that was us three, the original members of that harem, and probably a couple other people. I don't actually remember. My memory is not good enough to do this audio cohesively. I am screwing things up anyway. Daddy, I love you. Please come back so I can talk to you about how cute you are and hopefully plan for one day I get to see you, because I'm still not over the fact that I didn't actually get to see you that one summer. Like, I know it's not your fault, but still. Anyway, who else do I love? I love Soul. And there are two souls, really, right now. There's the soul, and then there's a Trish soul. I'm going to start with the soul first, because we met the soul first, and I want to stop having to say soul. I have a bottle of Capricorn next to me, because I know that my throat is going to get so tired during this. Anyway, Soul is cute, guys. Like, I've only seen one picture of Soul's face. I don't actually remember what Soul looks like, but Soul is cute. Soul is absolutely adorable. Have I just given up on not using curse words? I think I have. Anyway, Soul is precious. And Soul's a great singer. Like, I think about half of you have probably heard Soul sing Maroon 5. Or, what's that song he sings? Reigns of Castamere? I know Vamps really likes that one. And, you know, everyone should love him singing The Reigns of Castamere, because it's pretty. I don't even know where it's from. I think it's from Game of Thrones or from something. I am not all that caught up with my nerd fandoms, but I know that it's great when he sings it, or really when he sings anything. And it's great when he does anything at all. Like, he keeps pretending he's innocent, but he does really good GWA audios and adorable audios in general. He's just kind of adorable, and he's great. And he lives in SoCal when he's not going to school, and one day I'm going to meet him, and it's going to be great. And I'm going to hug him. And you're probably listening to this, or at least I hope you are, because I'm going to tag you in this at some point. I hope you're listening to it. So, whatever. Anyway. That was an ugly laugh. Why did I just do that? Speaking of Soul, actually, when I say speaking of Soul, that can really transition to two people. It can transition either to Trish or to Hugo. Which one am I going to do first? I'm going to go Trish, because otherwise I didn't prepare for this at all, guys. And this is already 24 minutes long. 22 minutes long. I can't read. Anyway, Trish, you are an absolute sweetheart, and you're so pretty. Like, some of y'all have Trish on Snapchat. Have y'all seen how pretty she is? You have to, because, she is so pretty. She has this tiny, beautiful face and this really long, pretty hair. She's just so sweet all the time. Trish is adorable. Like, Vamps calls her heart of the pack for a reason, because she is absolutely precious. I love Trish. She's so cute. Excuse me, that was a burp. Anyway, Trish, you're adorable. And have you ever sung for us? Or did I imagine that? I don't know. Sometimes I dream about people singing, and I have no idea why. But in general, Trish should be on more, because we love you, and you're adorable. And I'm using the word adorable a lot, but, like, the second you see Trish, you just think adorable. Anyway, back to my previous point, tangent point, of speaking about Soul. Guys, Hugo is so fucking cute. Like, some of you haven't, I think only a couple of you have seen Hugo's face, but it's so fucking cute. And in general, everything to do with Hugo is cute. She's tiny, and she's pretty, and she's so sweet and small, and I just, Hugo is the tiniest baby, and I just want to protect that tiny baby and love her for the rest of her life, because she's so cute. And I'm gonna say, I've been saying that a lot, because all of you are just so fucking cute, and I love all these cute, wonderful people that I am so lucky to have in my life. I love all of you so much. I mean, that's why I'm doing this, but, I'm so sorry for the people. I hope none of you actually decided to, like, listen to this entire thing throughout, because it's not going to be coherent. Or, you know, particularly interesting if it's not talking about you, or whatever. Anyway, Hugo, you're precious. and you're so pretty. And whenever I tell you you're so pretty, you're like, oh, you're pretty too, Lexi. And you're just absolutely adorable. And you and Sol are the cutest together, and I ship it so much, and y'all are so cute. And one day I want to meet you, and I want to meet Sol, and I want to squish you both and then buy you candy. Or maybe not candy, because when I feel like when you have too much sugar, you don't sleep. I'll buy you something else that's not sugary, but also delicious. Because, or you know what, I'll probably end up buying you candy or whatever, because how could I say no to that face? Okay, there's so many more people. There's so many more people I have to do. Should I just, like, go through a list of, like, people that are here? I don't know. Let's talk about some new people. Let's talk about new people, because I've been talking about the people that I've known for a really long time. Let's talk about new people. Let's talk about Twist. Twist, you're so sweet, and you're so interesting. I love hearing what you have to say, or reading, because I haven't actually gotten to hear you talk most of the time. But when I do hear you talk, I also get to hear your kids in the background. And I love hearing children, because I love children so much. And you're like, kids are like almost as cute as my kids, because no one's kids are as cute as my kids. And that, I feel the need to clarify, not actually my children. I have nephews and little brothers and little cousins. They're not actually my children. I have to clarify this all the time. I should really stop referring to them that. But yeah, your kids, almost as cute as my kids. Just saying. Also, it's fun getting to know you. And you have the most darling accent. And it's just, you're lovely. And I don't know you that well because you're new and I've been so busy, like, around the last week trying to prepare for Valentine's Day, and it's been such a whirlwind, but you're nice, Twist. And let's see, where can I go from there? Adorable accent. I can go to Blossom. No, Blossom left the Discord server for some reason, but Blossom's sweet. And I like listening to her YouTube videos, because I do that sometimes. I like listening to my fellow people's audios. I don't know why I say fellow people, because I'm not a YouTube person. I'm, like, not that cool yet. I'm not, like, that cool up there with everyone. But I listen to them sometimes, and it's cool. And it was nice when she was here, and she also has a lovely accent. And it was fun getting to know her, and it's fun getting to know all of you, but it's fun getting to know her, and it's fun getting to know all of you, and I love all of you so much. And, I'm losing my train of thought. New people. Nara! Yes, I'm gonna add Nara. Because you know what, Nara? I like you. Even though you said earlier today that I ruined you being supportive for everyone, I still like you. I think you're a little... you don't let me hug you. But then again, you don't like hugs. One day, I'm gonna hug you. It's gonna be great. But then again, I'm like, I have to hug everyone. It's gonna be great. So whatever. But I think you're funny. You're funny, and you are all your friends, and I've heard your voice. You have a nice voice. You have a very, very, very nice voice. I hope I get to hear you talk more, because it's a very pleasant voice. You have a very pleasant voice, and I think you're a very pleasant person. I'm sorry, I'm sniffling, and I don't know why. Anyway, new people, or accents, or related topics. Blondie! I love Blondie so much. Not only just because the abbreviation, her, you know, your full username is Texan Blonde, but we call you Blondie, or I call you Blondie. I think lots of people call you Tex. I don't know why I call you Blondie. Anyway, I call you Blondie. I know why I call you Blondie. I call you Blondie because it reminds me of Blondie in one way or another, and that's just so much fun. And I think you're so much fun. I think you're super cute, and you're fun to get to know, and you're absolutely adorable, and your puppy eyes are absolutely adorable, even if I don't fall for them. Like, just because they don't work on me doesn't mean that they're not really cute, or that you're really cute, or that you don't have the most adorable fluffy looking hair. You don't have the most adorable squishy looking cheeks. I just want to pinch, because you apparently blush super easy, and I bet you're super cute when you're blushed. You should send me more blushing snaps, because you're adorable. And I'm back. I had to pause because I talk so much. I talk so much and so fast. I put myself into a coughing fit because that is how cool and capable of speaking I am. Can y'all tell that I record porn and everything else? Sure you can, because I am so great at it. Whatever. Anyway, people, who else do I love? You guys know who I love? I love Eriskull. Like, a lot. I don't know. I feel like most of y'all know this. But Ariskel and Ami and I, we're best friends. We're a little Huffle Squad. Is that what we call ourselves, Ami? We call ourselves a Huffle Squad? We call ourselves a Huffle Squad. We are this close to getting Era his own Hufflepuff Letterman jacket so he can match me and Ami in our matching Hufflepuff cardigans. It's the Huffle Squad. We are super fucking cute. Like, get on our level, cute, except you can't because you cannot get on our level of cuteness because Hufflepuffs are amazing. Anyway, guys, Ariskel is super cute. He's just great. He's adorable, and he doesn't think he's adorable, and he never accepts it when I call him adorable, but he totally is. We all know he's cute. What? And he plays the piano, which is great. He's a really great piano player. One time, he tried to tell Vamps that he wasn't a good piano player, and then what did she do when she found out? When she actually heard him play, she told me to kick him. She was like, can you kick Ariskel for me when you next see him? Because that little motherfucker lied to me. And then I did, because he deserved it, and he's an amazing piano player. And if he ever naysays that, I'm going to kick him again out of love and affection, because I love you, Era. You are adorable. I keep having to stop myself from saying your actual name. I'm probably going to slip up at some point. I'm so sorry. It's okay, because I love you, and I'll probably buy you, like, ice cream or something and make up for it if I do, because I love you, and I like buying you good things, like ice cream and dinner, and just, in general, my love and affection, because you're great. Also, guys, he filled my script last week, and it is super cute. Like, I listened to that shit, and I had to pause it. Because I almost lost my fucking mind. I'm cursing so much, I really have to apologize for that at some point. But whatever. Anyway, you guys knew how else. I think I just switched syllables. I just switched vowels at some point. Like a vowel that was in another word just went into another word because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Anyway, Lost, I love you. Lost is great. Lost has the most amazing voice and is an amazing singer. Like, Lost does not sing enough. Because I got to hear her the other week and she's so good. It was great. That's like steal the show kind of singing. Y'all know what I'm saying? Definitely get Lost to sing more. Like, next time you're in a voice channel with her, or God hoping you get her in the chamber or a karaoke room. It's so good. She's so good. And how many of y'all have heard the Harley Quinn impression? Because it is the most amazing Harley Quinn impression you'll ever hear. Like, Tara Strong does Harley Quinn, and then Lost does Harley Quinn. And they are both equally amazing Harley Quinns. That's how great Lost is at Harley Quinn. And generally, at everything. Am I biased? No, I'm not. I just think Lost is at general good at everything, including being a very good friend and being an amazing person and being fun and amazing, and I love Lost so much. I love you, Lost. Aww. And I can hear your voice saying you love me too, and it's making me happy. I'm very happy right now. Who else do I love? Who else do I love? I love so many people, and I should not be forgetting them as I am right now. Who else do I love? I love Hant. Hant's precious. I love Hant very much. Hant still calls me mom. Not a lot of people still do that. And I'm not sure if I want to, because it's kind of weird, and Audio Haven is a mom-free zone, so no one is allowed to call me mom on that server. And, you know, I'm not a very good mom. But whatever. What am I saying? I'm the best mom. But anyway. Hand is adorable. And one day I'm going to go back home to Louisiana, and just like on my way back, I'm going to stop in Texas and I'm going to see Blondie and I'm going to see Hand and I'm going to give them big hugs because they're fucking adorable. Oh, so much cursing is going on and it just happens without... How do I hold in my cursing around children? I do it. I know I do it. I don't know how I'm not capable of doing that right now. I love Hand. Hand is precious. And I see Hand on Snapchat sometimes and he's cute. And I am surrounded by cute, amazing people who I love so much. I have a wonderful life where I am surrounded by cute and attractive and beautiful people who are good and just wonderful. And I am so happy. Valentine's Day is a time of happiness where I just think about how much I absolutely and incredibly adore each and every single one of you. And I'm... Who's next? I'm getting off on tangent. What am I talking about? This is now a 34 and 2/3 minute tangent, because that is how ridiculous I am. Who do I love? Who do I love? I love Cardlyn! Because I have gone back to going by alphabetical order, and Cardlyn is always at the top, and I love Cardlyn so much. Cardlyn, you know how much I love you. They're like one of my best friends, and it's always so easy to talk to you. And I feel like this is kind of weird to say, but it's also true. I joined AC and Discord because I was a really big fan of you and because I admired your work so much, and it always helped me sleep when I was having really bad times, like I did at that time that I joined AC. But then I made friends, and then I start getting to talk to people, and I start being more sociable, and just in general, being part of AC and then being part of AH and just being a part of this general Reddit and Discord community has been so beneficial for my life. And it's all part, and it's all kind of thanks to you, because I wouldn't have joined if I were, just kick the goddamn trash can again. I wouldn't have joined if I didn't want to get to know you and get to know this community that you created. And that sounds kind of creepy, so I'm just going to kind of steer away from that point and the general point that you're a great content creator. And I absolutely adore you. You're amazing. And you're fun, and you're fun to talk to, and you and Elle are super cute. Like, I'm going to segue into Elle right after this, like, when I'm done with you, because if I go into that, then I'm not going to finish, and then it's going to be a big mess, and this is already a big mess anyway, but it does not need to be more of a mess than it already is. Anyway, Cardlyn, you're great, and you're a good friend to me, and you were so helpful that in that time when I first started recording, and I was so nervous all the time, and you're so supportive and helpful and great, and we're a great fellow mod, and you made this community that has been such a great, amazing, healthy place for me, and I cannot thank you enough for that, because this place and the places that come after it and the people I've met here have been amazing for me and are the thing I'm most thankful for in this world right now. I would not have met any of the people I met in this audio if it weren't for me joining this, if it weren't for you. And that's, you know, great. I'm getting mushy now. I love you. But you know what? I tell you this all the time. So, talking about Cardlyn, let's talk about Cardlyn people. Cardlyn love, because L, you're just lovely. You have the prettiest voice. Someone mentioned that. I think I need to mention that more often, because L is the prettiest voice. Like, I don't talk to you a lot, L, not much, but you're funny and you're pretty. Like, I don't think I've never actually seen your face, but I know you're pretty because you have a really pretty voice and everything about you is pretty. Like, you're a pretty person on the inside, so I can tell you're a pretty person on the outside. And you and Cardlyn are really cute and just goals. And it makes me so happy when you two are like together and then Cardlyn will be in voice and then it's be like, oh, surprise! Ella's here! And that's just a delight. Like, that's the best kind of surprise. And you're just fun to be around. And you're pretty, and your voice is pretty. And I can't get over, I'm talking a lot about how pretty your voice is, but your voice is very pretty. It's like hard to get over. It's how pretty your voice is. And that's, I need to breathe. You know why I coughed myself, like I talked myself into a coughing fit earlier? It's because I think I was forgetting to breathe. Anyway, where was I? Who else has a pretty voice? You know who has a pretty voice? Hawk. Hawk has a beautiful, amazing, wonderful voice. And Hawk is another lovely, incredible person that still kind of calls me mom sometimes. And that kind of makes me happy, even though it's kind of a silly thing. Like, why is it funny when these people that I love and care about call me mom? I don't know why, but it makes me feel happy. Because y'all love me and y'all have this place for me. Am I going to sneeze? No, I'm okay. I'm fine. I can talk the sneeze away. And I just love Hawk, and I love Hawk singing. And I love Hawk doing anything, because Hawk is adorable. And have y'all seen Hawk on Snapchat? Hawk is not only adorable, she is absolutely gorgeous and talented and pretty and funny and adorable. And I'm using the word adorable a lot, but I think lots of these people that I love and care about are adorable. And she's just an amazing singer. I've already mentioned the singing part, but she is. And you know what? I am not forgetting that you, Hawk, still owe me an Ami. What does she owe us? Dear Theodosia? She owes me. Owes you. Now, you said me, so I said me. And that fucked up.
We're the same person.
We kind of are at this point.
Ooh! Hawk owes me a song!
And therefore owes me a song, apparently. Whatever.
Oh, but Ami, I already sang it. You didn't sing it in front of me!
Oh, Hawk, Ami is going to be salty about that for a very, very long time.
She owes me lipsticks!
You owe her lipsticks. But it's okay, we'll also take your love instead. You know, whatever. We love you. You need to spend more time with us so we can hear you sing and just, oh, it's so much fun hearing you sing. It's so much fun hearing you really do anything because you're beautiful and wonderful. Who else is beautiful and wonderful? I mean, all of you are beautiful and wonderful, but I'm specifically trying to think of beautiful and wonderful people that I haven't talked about yet. Who else is beautiful and wonderful? Krim. Krim is beautiful and wonderful. Krim is beautiful and wonderful. What else can I say about Krim other than the fact that he's wonderful and beautiful and a big nerd? Because we all know that. Weeaboo piece of shit. He's beautiful and he's wonderful and he's a weeaboo piece of shit. There's that too. I'm getting there. Let me stick your tongue out at me. Can I tell you to stop doing that? I'm busy. Yeah, Krim is great. And we love him, even though he's a weeaboo piece of shit. Like, every time me and Ami do weeaboo shit, we think about Krim and how much he would love being here. Like, we go to Little Tokyo, and we see all the figurines, and we think, like, Krim and Avi should be here. Huh? Like, when we were at... ALA. We're at ALA. And there were these, and it was over, so we're outside, and we're about to walk home. And then there's these Love Live people, and there's all these girls dancing, and it was great, and they're all in their different cosplays and different costumes. And then there's these guys with glow sticks just dancing along with it. And I didn't know it was a thing. It's apparently a thing. And it's a great thing. I just watched them do the glow stick stuff. And it was great. And we saw them. And we saw this one dude in this yellow hoodie. And a yellow mask. Just like really going with it. Not holding anything back. And we're like, that reminds us of Krim and Abby. They should be here. They would like this. And I don't really know if that... Does that count as a compliment? Is that complimentary? I don't know. But it means we're thinking about you, Krim. And we love you. Even though Ami says I hate you sometimes. And you say I hate you sometimes too. We know y'all love each other. And everyone loves each other. And it's great because we love you. Anyway, speaking of weeaboo pieces of shit. Hi, Abby. Have I mentioned I love you recently? Because I do. I don't think I say it a lot, but I do, because you know what? You're a very talented recorder, and you're so much fun to talk to, and you're adorable, and you're a weeaboo piece of shit, but you're an adorable weeaboo piece of shit, and I'm really saying that a lot in an audio that's supposed to be about appreciating and being loving and caring to these people that I know, but come on. It's not like I'm wrong. But, you know, I love you, Abby. And, I remember when you first joined AH under the alias name. And it was so great. And everyone was so confused. And you were having fangirls because you kept playing, because you kept singing. And did you play guitar? I don't know. I think you played something. And you were singing. And you were getting fangirls already, even people that didn't know you were Avalon. And then people found out you were Avalon. And then all the fangirls died and then came back again. And it was great. And I'm not gonna lie, I was one of the fangirls that... died and came back again. And it's just, it's fun getting to know you. When did I first get to know you? I think I first got to go know you on the TeamSpeak, and I'm glad for it because you're great. And you kind of make just GWA a more pleasant place. Like, I saw you when I first went on the TeamSpeak, and it was nice meeting you, and you just have a really nice voice that's kind of easy to be around. And you always comment on my audios, which is a nice thing. It's nice that people can comment on each other's possibly awkward audios together and just be nice about it. And you always comment not just about my performance, but also the person that wrote it. And I think that's really nice and courteous. And you're just a really nice and courteous and good person. And I like you. You're good. We're good. You're a good person. I don't know what words are coming to my mouth. Anyway, what was I talking about? Talking about Abby. Talking about weeaboo pieces of shit. I was talking about GWA and TeamSpeak. Let's talk about Iso and Whittle. Because the first time I went on... How loud was that clap? I feel like that was absurdly loud and probably kind of startling, but I don't know why I'm doing it. Anyway, let's talk about Iso and Whittle. Because they're really nice. And they were accompanying me... Accompanying... That's a weird word. Anyway... They were with me when I first went to GWA TeamSpeak, and I would not have gone on there if it weren't for them. And I would not have survived longer than 2 minutes if it weren't for them. Because they were, like, there, and they were, like, introducing me to people, and they were telling me who to watch out for, and, like, rules. And probably warning people, like, hey, oh, this person we have with us is super awkward and has no idea what's going on. Please forgive her. I mean, I can see people doing that, like, when I'm not looking, because people do need to be apologized to for dealing with me. Oh, that was a mean thing to say about myself. I just thought that. What? I didn't say anything? And it was nice. And it was nice, even though Iso told people to say, hey, princess, in that rude voice, like Suits and Crimp. Suits and Crimp, I remember y'all. Y'all were mean. And then Iso told y'all to be mean to me. I don't appreciate that, but it's okay, because you know what? I appreciate all of you. Don't appreciate that one particular instance of y'all being you. But I appreciate you in general. And Iso is a good mod, and I'm appreciative of all the AH mods, and I'm appreciative of Widow, because Iso and Widow are really cute. And it's so nice, people getting married and being happy together, and one awesome person being married to another awesome person, awesome people being married together. And I just love all the awesome people in the world being together and happy. And marriage makes people happy. Or, you know, some people would say otherwise, but I think marriage makes people happy. And I love it when awesome, beautiful people are married to other awesome, beautiful people, because then they have awesome, beautiful lives together. And I'm talking about marriage now, which I don't know how I got there, but you know, it's kind of appropriate because it's Valentine's Day. So I'm going to go with it. Or I'm not going to go with it, because I said I was going to go with it, and now I don't want to because I've gotten off track. Who haven't I talked about yet? Mac. I know that seemed random, but I have a list of, like, Discord people up on my computer. I have Discord up. I'm looking at an online list, and first person my eyes go to is Mac. Hi, Mac. Have I mentioned I love you recently? I haven't, because, you know what? You don't get to talk that often, but I do love you. You have a very nice voice, and you're very fun to be around, and you're interesting, and you're adorable, and you're nice, and I like you. It's fun watching y'all play Overwatch. Like, I don't actually get to watch y'all play Overwatch because I don't have it on my PC, unfortunately. I wish I did, because then I'll play with all of you. But I like listening to y'all play Overwatch. And then I like screaming at you because Ami always inevitably dies. And then I always scream at you, why the fuck weren't you protecting your goddamn healer? Oh my god, Mac. Every time. I keep having to threaten you every time. Like, I swear to God, Mac. If she dies, you die. And you never listen. But it's okay, because you know what? I'm never actually going to kill you. I love you. And I wish you weren't so far away in wherever. I forgot where you live. Canada. That's right. Why did I say that like that? Canada. Canada. That was obnoxious. I'm obnoxious. I'm so sorry. And I love you, Mac. And I love you. And I love you, me, and Ami hanging out together. Even in YouTube, for some reason, watching horror movies together. Because y'all don't have good ideas. And I think one day y'all just gonna get killed by a monster. Like in The Ring. You watch The Ring and then you die. Something like that. Oh my god, the new Rings movie is coming out. We should watch it together. All of us, let's all watch it. Everyone on AH and AC. Big horror movie thing. I can hold so many different hands and sacrifice so many different people to the horror monster. Because I love y'all, but I don't love y'all enough to not sacrifice y'all to the horror monster if it means keeping me alive, okay? Actually, no, I probably would, but whatever. Oh, I'm being reminded of... Oh, the Nightmares and Scares audio where I told Vamps, hey, what was the question? The question was, you had to go into a haunted house, who would you take with you? And I was like, I would take Vamps. Because Vamps would look out for me, and Vamps would take care of me, and not laugh at me if I start crying. And Ami, if I took Ami to a haunted house, she would probably run down a hallway because she saw something cool, and I would never see her again. And then she would abandon me. And I'm saying this right now. I'm looking at her right now as she's saying this. And she's just dancing. Because she knows that's exactly what would happen. We'd go into a haunted house. Fucking demons inside it. And she would run down a hallway. Some dark hallway. With spider webs. And dark menacing silhouettes at the end of it. And I just never see her again. That's literally actually something I can see her doing. Ami, we're never going to a haunted house, ever. Aww. No, I don't want to lose you. I love you so much, I don't want you eaten by a demon. Or a ghost. Or ripped in half by a chainsaw serial killer. So many different options of death, Ami. So many. She's doing jazz hands at me. I'm talking about the possible ways that we could die, and she's just jazz handsing me. Is that the verb? Jazz handing? Jazz handsing? Whatever. Where was I? Do y'all know where I was? I don't know where I was. I am missing someone. I'm just gonna go through this list again, because I have lost track of everything in my life. But also this audio. I've lost track of everything in my life, but also this audio.
Start talking about me again.
I did start talking about... I told you this would happen. I told her, like, at some point during this audio, I'm going to just end up talking about her again because she's my favorite and I love her so much. Also, she's right there. So it's very easy to talk about her again because she's, like, 3 feet away from me. I'm in her chair. It's hard not to. Anyway, Gazer. Gazer, have I mentioned how much I love you? Because I do. I haven't gotten to talk to your wife, but I like her too. I like you, and I like her, even though I've forgotten her name. And now I feel bad, because I feel like you've told me her name, but I've forgotten it. And that's sad. I should not have forgotten it. Excuse me, that was the lychee capicle. But you're fun. Even though you like to argue with me and be a little shit. You know you do. I'm glaring at the microphone as a replacement for glaring at you, but you like to argue and be a little shit to be a devil's advocate, and I see you. I don't exactly appreciate that, but I appreciate you. That's just because I don't like people arguing with me. But whatever, that's something I have to deal with. But yeah, you're funny, and you're smart. And you did that adorable Lexi song and the Discord song that I have listened to now. I haven't commented on it yet, but I will. Maybe by the time that this is posted, I will have commented on it. Or I'm definitely going to comment on it after Valentine's Day when I'm less busy. But you did those, and those were cute. And I particularly like the Lexi song, because that one's for me. Even if you're still little shit, you're just always a little shit. But it's okay, because you know what? It's kind of your charm at this point. It is part of you. I accept it, and I love it, because I love you. Who else do I love? I love everyone. Who else do I love? I love everyone. Who else is there? Looking through list. Oh god, these people are going to hear that, and they're going to think I forgot them, and I didn't forget them. There's just so many people in my brain. I'm a mess. I'm so sorry. Oh my god. Let's see. Who can I remember just by, like, not looking in Discord? Z! I can always remember Z, because Z is always at the bottom of the alphabetical list. So I can always remember Z. I'm so sorry, Z! I love you so much. I'm so sorry about this, by the way. Have I mentioned I adore you? Like, you like to say sometimes that I'm your favorite, but you're also one of my favorites. Because I love you, and you're fun. And I started to say something that was not allowed on AC. I'm so sorry. How can I be doing this? I'm a moderator of AC. I should be a lot more aware of this, and I'm already making trouble by cursing as much as I am in this audio. Oh my god, I'm a terrible mod slash person slash everything. Whatever. See, I love you, and you're the most beautiful singer. Like, you are the opera singing and the Hamilton, and it's amazing. And we love you singing so much. Karaoke night is not karaoke night without you, because you are an amazing singer. And you're kind of, you know, amazing at everything. And I love you so much. Have I mentioned that? I love you. I really, really do. You're amazing. And you're one of my favorites. I'm your favorite, and you're my favorite. And I love people where it's like, they're my favorite, and I'm one of their favorites too. Those kind of relationships make me happy. Our friendship makes me happy. Yay. let's see. Who else do I love? I love so many people. Who do I love next? I love Mulan next, because Mulan is sweet, and I love Mulan. Even though Mulan is far away in Canada, and I don't get to see her, even though she'll be fun. That'd be fun. I want to see Mulan. Mulan is pretty, y'all. I've seen Mulan on Snapchat. She's super pretty. And she's fun. I like her voice. Mulan has a really nice voice. I don't think I've ever heard her sing. But it's a nice voice. Also, she's just nice. You're nice. There was this one time where we were having a drinking night on AH, and that was fun. And I think your thing on the hot seat was to go around and say nice things about each person that was in that room. And that was just this thing that I remember about you, and it was super nice, and you were so nice to everyone, and you're fun, and I associate you with Moana for some reason. I don't know why, but it's not really a bad association, because who doesn't love Moana? Yee. Whatever, I'm totally losing it. But then again, losing it implies that I once had it, and I kind of don't. Whatever. Anyway, who else do I love? Who else do I love? I love Mikey. You know what? Mikey is precious. Mikey is precious and lovely and adorable, and Mikey is so super huggable, guys. Mikey, I love you so much. You're such a good singer. You're such a good ukulele player, and you're so huggable, and your hair is great for messing up, and I love you. And I should have stolen your hat when I had the opportunity, because it was a very nice hat, and I look super cute in that hat. And this is a long, convoluted way for me to say that I love you. I am so sorry. I stopped making sense like 20 minutes ago, didn't I? I probably did. But whatever. Actually, I probably stopped making sense since beginning this audio, which was like an hour ago. I am super sorry. But Mikey, you're so much fun. And Ami and I miss you so much because you're huggable and you're fun to be around. And we like your singing. And we want to go
listen to him play ukulele again.
We want to hear you play ukulele again. And we just in general want to be around you. And it's sad that you're kind of farther away. But it's okay because we still love you. And I still love you. Who else do I love? Like I said, I love so many people. I love Sydney. Sydney's great. I love Sydney because Sydney is a very good mod. Modess? Is Modess the female version of Mod? I feel like it is. I think that's cute. There's like Mod and there's Modess. I think that's... Exactly! And I just think it's cute. And that fits because Sid is cute. Sid is adorable. And I've seen Sid on Snapchat. And I also think I saved that one snap. I am not sorry. I was about to say I'm sorry for screenshotting that snap. But I'm not, because your face is cute. And I love you. And you're such a fun person to be fellow mods with. And because we were mods of the Garland server together. And that's fun. And I just like being around Sid, who is super cute and positive and talented. Have y'all seen Sid's, like, everything she does? Everything she creates is super amazing because she's super talented. Like, she created the new theme for AC, which is super cute and brightly colored and adorable, and all thanks to her because she's amazing. And she does these cute little animations are cute too. And she designs Garland videos, and those are super cute. And basically everything Sid does is super cute. Why is that? Because she is super cute. What? Who else is super cute? How's this super cute? Would you be mad at me if this is how I segue into Todd, as in Todd being super cute? I think he'd be mad at me. I think you're gonna be mad at me. But you know what? Ami's giving me this little hand gesture that says, go do the thing. So I'm gonna do the thing, because sometimes I have no self-preservation instincts. Because speaking of Sid being super cute, let's talk about Todd, who is super cute. Because Todd is super cute. I don't know why I say that when... He just talks about nothing but his GWA audios and hating BFE audios and, you know, not being super cute. But he's kind of super cute and an incredibly talented singer. Have y'all heard him sing? Because there's this one audio of him singing, and he was in karaoke last week, and he is an amazing singer. It's great. Next time we're all in karaoke, we need to drag him in there because it's just fun. And Everyone on AH and AC are just great singers, and I love it when all of you sing, and I love it when people are brave enough to sing for all of us, and because some people can be really scared when they do that, and I know I was, but you know what? Then they do it, and it's amazing, and it's so fun that we just give them so much positive feedback and make this a positive environment for them to be brave in. And I was complimenting someone, but I just talked about the community in general because I love all you guys so much. I mean, yeah, Todd, adorable, and he's going to hate it that I call him adorable, but I would say he loves me, but he doesn't yet. Not yet. Everyone, y'all know that one quote that I have. Everyone loves me. I love everyone. This is the world I want to live in. And that's the world that this is. Just not yet, though. I'm working on it. But I love you guys, and I love you, and I love your singing. And who else do I love? Whose else's singing do I love? I love Sung singing. Because Sung did not come on for a while. You did not come on for a while, but I love you. And I hope you're listening to this because I do. And I love you, and I love your singing, and I love your voice in general. It's just a pleasant, happy voice. You just strike me as a pleasant, happy person. And most of the people around you, kind of pleasant and happy because you have this calm, very pleasant demeanor. And it's very nice. And I'm happy now just talking about you, because you know what? You're a pleasant person to be around. Who else is pleasant to be around? Who else is pleasant to be around? Red is pleasant to be around. Red, I hope Red listens to this, because I haven't talked to Red in a while. And I should fix that, because Red is adorable. And guys, if y'all know about Red and the stuff that Red does this radio show every Friday night. It changes, you know, the time depends on, like, times and stuff, but it's every Friday night, and it's really cool, like, ambient, but really, still really cool music, not too ambient, like, it's not, like, no elevator music, but it's fun, and I like to listen to it, like, when I do homework or when I do work, and it's great. We should all go support Red. Mel and I called him on his radio show one time, and that was super fun, and he's adorable. Red is just adorable in general. Have I mentioned that you're adorable? He has this great voice, like kind of a voice that'd be really great for BFE audios, like Boy Next Door kind of voice. It's super cute. He's super cute. Red is super pleasant and amazing to be around. I love y'all so much. Who else is really pleasant to be around? You know who's really pleasant to be around? Alex. Alex is really pleasant to be around. Also known as S-Revert or Reverse in Reverse. It took so many of us a long time to realize that that's what his username was. S-Reverse, Reverse in Reverse. And I'm not gonna lie, it took me months to realize that too. But Alex is great. And Alex has the most incredible voice and is so talented at the guitar. And I love it when he sings between the bars. That's pretty song. It also makes me think of that movie Stuck in Love, which is great because I love that movie and I love that song. So now whenever I hear that song, I think about Alex and I think about that movie, and it's just like double the positive association with that song, an already incredibly beautiful song. It's just positive associations and great people. Positive people, positive associations, in general, great things. I'm just happy right now. Oh no, my brain is going blank. Aha! Brain fart. I'm thinking about happy, positive things. What other happy, positive things are there? I'm back. I remembered a happy, positive thing. Happy, positive thing. BV is a happy, positive thing. I love BV. Especially because BV is really, really, really cute. Especially right now. I'm recording this just as I got a snap from BV saying, I'm not drunk, you're drunk. Because she's at that daiquiri place that she really wanted to try. Guys, BV is super fucking cute. I love BV so much. And she's an amazing singer. And I love BV. I remember I had this short period of time where I left Audio Haven. Well, I don't think back then it was Audio Haven. I think it was just called The Dungeon. And I left it for a little while because I was dealing with some stuff. And I came back for half an hour just for BV's birthday because I wanted to be there with everyone when we sang Happy Birthday. And then we all tried to sing Happy Birthday in the voice channel at the same time. It was not, it didn't sound good. It sounded exactly how you think it would imagine, like accounting for lag and stuff. It didn't sound good, but it was fun, and we all sang it for her, and we would do it again because BB is so nice to everyone and is pure and is perfect. And have I mentioned how much we love BB again? Because BB is cute and amazing and super nice to everyone. I just love BB so much. I love you, BB, so much. You know who else is pure and cute and just amazing? Jenny. Jenny is pure and cute and amazing, and I love Jenny so much. And we all need to keep Jenny in our prayers. Like, even if we don't pray, I don't pray, but I'm going to keep Jenny in my, you know, metaphorical prayers because she's going through a little bit of a rough time right now, and there's some medical stuff going on. Like, you can see it on her Snapchat. She talks about it, and I'm just going to keep praying for her because she is adorable, sweet, tiny little thing, and I love her so much, and she's so cute, and she's so tiny and adorable, and I absolutely adore her. And I remember for her 17th birthday, I was the first one that got to tell her happy birthday. Except maybe for Pluto, who I'll go on about in a little bit. But I was, like, the first one that got to talk to her for a birthday. And I, like, pulled her into a voice channel and sang her happy birthday. And she was so happy. And she's so cute. And Jenny is just adorable. She's, like, cute as a button. That's how adorable that child is. You know what else is adorable? Jenny and Pluto together. They're adorable, and I've been shipping this for a while, but they are just precious. And Pluto is so nice and adorable, and he talks to me sometimes about Jenny, or he used to. He hasn't been on in a while, but that doesn't mean that I don't appreciate him any less, because he is precious, and he'll just be like, this is what, here's this cute thing that Jenny is doing. Like, for a while, that was all his messages were to me. Here's this cute thing Jenny is doing, like singing in her sleep or something like that. And it's super precious. And I just love it. I said this earlier, but I just love it when amazing, cute, beautiful people are amazing and cute and beautiful together. Just makes the world a better place. All of you make the world a better place. And when you're together, you make the world an even better place. And love makes the world a better place. And I am rambling, but better place, general. Love makes the world a better place. And that it? That's it. That's everyone. At least I'm pretty sure it's everyone. Like, I recorded this in like an hour and a half, so my mind is a mess, and I've been trying super hard, and I'm so sorry. But yes. Oh, wait. No. It's not it, because I just want to add one more thing for someone that's not an AH. So I'm not sure if I'm strictly, you know, supposed to put them in this audio or, like, allowed to. But whatever. Because, you know what? It's Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day. And I'm going to reach out and appreciate and love all the people I have on this server that I love and care about. And my Lexi isn't exactly on this server, but I'm going to reach out and love her anyway, because I wouldn't be here if it weren't for her. Like, partially, I wouldn't be here because if it weren't for Carlin, because Carlin's the one that inspired me and was kind of my idol for a while and made me want to join. But Lexi was the one that was like, you should go do that thing. You should go talk to that person that you really admire. You should go meet people and not afraid to talk to them and be friends. And you should make audios if you want, because they'll be fun. And you should try these new things, meet these new people. And I just wanted to end this audio with talking about Lexi, because she is the number one person my entire life that always inspires me. Aspires? No. Inspires? That was a joke. She'll get that when she listens to this, and then she's gonna hate me for the rest of our lives. Oh no, that beautiful friendship I was talking about, I just ruined it, because inspires. Lexi is the number one person that always tries to get me to be the best person I can be, which includes joining the server, or being the kind person that I am, or sometimes being not so kind, because putting up with shit. And she is the best person in my life, and I love her, and she's my best friend, and I love all of you so much, and I am so blessed to be surrounded by this wonderful, beautiful group of people filled with interesting and amazing and smart and talented people. And I love Ami, and I love Vamps, and I love Loon, and I love Mel, and I love Autor, and I can't go through the entire list of all these people that I love, but I love each and every single one of you so much. Even the people that I didn't mention. Like, there's just so much going on in my addled brain that it must have slipped my mind to mention you, but I promise that I meant to. And if I didn't, it doesn't change the fact that I don't still appreciate you or the effect that you've had in my life or appreciate you just being there. Does that make sense? I don't think that makes sense. I'm not making any sense because you know what? This is going on an hour and 10 minutes, but happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I love you all so much. And I'm eternally grateful just for all that y'all have done for me. I have been on Reddit communities for less than a year, but y'all have changed me and influenced me to become the happy, well, I'm not happy all the time, but I try to be happy all the time. I try to be positive, to be the kind, positive person that I am. And even though some of y'all hate it that I sort of dump all that positivity on you in one glittery, heart-filled heap, it's still because y'all and I still am happy, and I still love all of you, and as long as I have y'all in my life, and I'm happy, and I'm not making any sense anymore, because words, but in general, you know, love, happiness, I appreciate all of you so much, and I hope you have a really nice Valentine's Day, everyone.